You're scrolling through your phone again. Another day, another dollar, another reason to tell yourself tomorrow will be different. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Most people are drowning in mediocrity, and they don't even know they're underwater. Consider this. 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Over half receive government assistance, and 70% hate their jobs. This isn't just statistics. It's an epidemic of average that's stolen dreams, crushed ambitions, and convinced millions that good enough is actually good. The real question isn't whether you're stuck in this trap. It's whether you're willing to do what it takes to escape it. Success doesn't come from balance, moderation, or playing it safe. It comes from obsession, the very quality society has taught you to fear and suppress. Picture a 25-year-old, 20 pounds underweight, gray-skinned from drug abuse, working a dead-end job at a car dealership. His own mother won't let him visit. After rehab, a counselor tells him he's defective, that he'll never make it. That person could have become another statistic, another cautionary tale about wasted potential. Instead, he discovered something crucial. The problem wasn't his capacity for obsession, it was what he'd become obsessed with. When drugs dominated his life, obsession nearly destroyed him. But when he redirected that same intense focus toward success, everything changed. Within 6 months, he became the top salesperson at his dealership. By 28, he ranked in the top 1% of the auto industry. The lesson here cuts deep. Your obsessive nature isn't a flaw to fix, but a superpower to redirect. You already possess the capacity for total commitment. You've just been aiming it at the wrong targets. Notice how people closest to you resist your bigger dreams? They disguise it as concern. Don't work too hard. Money isn't everything. You need balance. These aren't innocent suggestions. They're dream killers. Society wages war on obsession because obsessed people expose everyone else's compromises. When you refuse to settle, you remind others they chose comfort over possibility. Steve Jobs wanted to put a dent in the universe. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. Gandhi wanted to be the change. All were called crazy before changing the world. Meanwhile, we're drowning in distractions, endless social feeds, streaming services, celebrity gossip, designed to keep us comfortably numb. Critics come in three forms: people who love you and want you safe, naysayers protecting themselves from being reminded they settled, and haters who produce nothing but want to stop those who do. None deserve to derail your obsession. What makes you forget to eat? What would you do if money wasn't a concern? These questions reveal your purpose. Your purpose isn't one thing. It's what constitutes a complete life for you, and it evolves. What obsesses you at 25 won't drive you at 45, and that's growth, not failure. Write your goals down daily. One person wrote, "I am a best-selling author for years before writing a book in 3 hours that sold hundreds of thousands of copies." Another shopped for real estate every weekend for 5 years before buying his first property. Within 3 years, he owned 500 units. Today, over 4,500. Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $1 million when he had almost nothing. Your future doesn't exist until you write it into existence. Writing creates neural pathways, focuses attention, and transforms vague wishes into concrete targets. Your obsessive nature unlocks everything you've ever wanted. What you pay attention to grows. Feed your obsession with learning. Surround yourself with successful people. Turn your commute into a mobile university. Read biographies of achievers. Attend conferences where ambitious people gather. But here's what most people miss. You must also become obsessed with money. Not because money is everything, but because it affects everything. Groceries, hiring talent, charitable giving, business growth. Yet most people talk about money's importance while spending foolishly, then hesitate to invest in things that create more money. The economic planet rewards those who understand its rules and play aggressively. This means creating urgency in everything you do. Deadlines are commitments, not suggestions. When you're truly obsessed, you don't tolerate watered-down versions of your vision or yeah-but responses that introduce doubt. Doubt is mental terrorism. It sabotages more dreams than failure ever could because it stops you before you even start. Most people carry so much doubt, they can't believe in themselves long enough to become obsessed with their own success. You don't burn out from working too hard, you burn out from losing connection to your purpose. Ever felt drained after hours doing what you love? Probably not. Energy comes from alignment, not rest. Work-life balance is a trap for those who've lost control of their futures. Obsessed people don't want balance. They want everything. Health, faith, family, career, money, impact. They refuse the false choice between success and a good life. When you're truly connected to your purpose, work energizes you. The exhaustion people blame on hard work actually results from working on things that don't matter, for people who don't appreciate it, toward goals they don't care about. That creates burnout, not effort intensity. Obsessed people protect their energy by saying no to everything that doesn't serve their vision. Avoiding risk doesn't eliminate danger, it guarantees mediocrity. Layoffs happen, markets crash, competitors strike. By playing it safe, you face a worse threat, never discovering your potential. Comfort is your enemy, because seeking it costs you everything you could gain. Consider this. 88% of people live within miles of where they grew up, never testing themselves elsewhere. Moving to unfamiliar territory forces growth, new networks, new challenges, new versions of yourself. Fear will always exist, so stop trying to eliminate it. Use it as a compass pointing toward what you should do, not avoid. When new technology emerges, jump on it immediately. When attempting something for the first time, aim for the biggest possible outcome. Play the role of someone massively successful before you are. Here's the controversial part. Stop diversifying. Legends don't spread attention across mediocre investments. They go all in on what they know deeply. This concentrated focus builds expertise, reveals hidden opportunities, and creates exponential returns that diversification never delivers. Obsession isn't about sacrificing your life. It's about refusing to sacrifice your potential for comfort. Moderation guarantees mediocrity. The world needs people willing to be unpopular in pursuit of something extraordinary. Most won't accept this challenge because obsession requires tremendous commitment and sacrifice. But for those who do, the rewards transcend money or status. Being obsessed is liberation, freedom from others' expectations, and the courage to demand extraordinary results from yourself. You stop asking for permission and start taking ownership. You stop waiting for the perfect moment and start creating momentum. You stop living someone else's definition of success and start building your own legacy. Will you join the epidemic of average, or will you become dangerously obsessed with creating a life that matters? Your answer determines everything.